Downing Street is named after its founder, Sir George Downing. Coronation Street takes its name from the coronation of King Edward VII in 1902. The suffixes street, road, avenue, and crescent are commonplace, but where do they originate? This episode explores etymology behind street names. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion. Street comes from the Latin strata, meaning a paved road. And that's from the Latin sterno, which meant to stretch or to spread out. In its Middle English form, street was stret, and that was used between the 12th and 15th century. And in Old English, spoken between the 5th and 12th century, the word was strat. The Latin stratus, which gives us the word street, also gives us the Italian strada, which means a street. The term man in the street is attested from the early 19th century. And street as a term to describe someone or something adjacent to urban culture likely began in 1970s America. Street is sometimes used interchangeably with the word road, but a street can often be categorized as having buildings on either side, whilst a road also refers to a way that connects places, usually by way of vehicle. The origin of the word road is linked to riding, as it comes from the Middle English word road, R-O-D-E, which referred to a horseback journey. In the late 16th century, the word road picked up its meaning in terms of a pathway for travel. Crescent is mainly a British street suffix where houses on a street form an arc. It's from the Anglo-Norman word crescent. Anglo-Norman was a dialect of Old Northern French. Despite the Anglo in Anglo-Norman, the language is part of the language family which modern-day French comes from. Going back to crescent and croissant, they come from the Latin crescentum, which meant coming to be or growing. The connection between growing and the shape of an arc is from the moon, which changes or grows into a curve shape. An avenue is a broad road or path that is typically tree-lined. The word has been in use in English since the 17th century. It's of old French origin, coming from the word avenir, which means to approach or to arrive. The Latin advenio is the root of avenir and avenue, and that meant to come or to approach, with the venio meaning to come, and can be found in the word venue, which is a place where something happens. Let's delve into the etymologies behind some well-known roads in London. Oxford Street is a famous shopping destination in central London. It was, up until the 18th century, known as Tyburn Road, a name taken from a stream which once flowed through London. By the 18th century, it was referred to as Oxford Street, given its use as a route to Oxford. Oxford comes from the Old English Oxnaford, with Oxna meaning oxen as in cattle, and ford meaning shallow river. That's because, as the Thames flowed through Oxford, it was easy for people, goods, and cattle to cross through its shallow form. Downing Street refers to the street which houses the main residence of the Prime Minister of the UK. It's also a synonym for the government of the day. It's named after its founder, Sir George Downing, a 17th century diplomat who built the street in the 1680s. The houses were intended to be inhabited by persons of good quality. Number 10, or number 5 as it was then, had a series of such upper-class residents, but fell into the ownership of the Crown by the early 1730s. King George II gifted it to Sir Robert Walpole, considered the first Prime Minister of the UK, in 1735. And whilst he accepted the gift, he didn't accept the property as a personal gift. Instead, he agreed to accept residency if the property was owned by the office of the First Lord Treasury. That meant he would hand it to his successor, and so on. Ever since, number 10, or number 11, has housed the Prime Minister of the UK. The surname Downing could be a nickname surname, coming from the Old English word dun, which meant brown, referring perhaps to an ancestor's hair colour. Or it could be a locational surname coming from the word dune, which meant a hill, meaning an ancestor lived by a hill. The Beatles named their 11th album Abbey Road, after the street on which their recording studio was located. An abbey is an establishment occupied by monks or nuns. This Abbey Road in London took its name from the Kilburn Priory, which housed a community of nuns from the 12th to 16th century. The word abbey goes back to the Latin abbas, which meant abbot, meaning a man at the head of an abbey of monks. From London to Birmingham, the UK's second city. Two well-known streets in Birmingham are New Street, which is where the main train station of the city is located, and Broad Street, which is a popular nighttime destination. New Street was recorded as Novus Vicus in 13th century records. In Latin, novus means new, and vicus means village. Broad Street was a country lane with no name. It was widened in the late 18th century into a street, and at the time, it was the broadest in Birmingham, hence the name. Let's take a look at fictional location names. Coronation Street is a UK soap opera set on a Manchester street of terraced housing. Housing built in 1902, and so named for the then coronation of King Edward VII. Coronation comes from the Latin corona, which means crown. Coronation Street was originally set to be called Florizel Street, a name taken from Sleeping Beauty character Prince Florizel. However, bosses at Granada thought otherwise, and before broadcast, the name was changed to Coronation Street. Albert Square is the fictional East London location that is the focus of the soap opera EastEnders. It's named after Prince Albert of Queen Victoria fame, with the public house, the Queen Vic, named after her. Albert is a name of Germanic origin, meaning noble and bright. Square is a word of Old French origin, coming from the French esquire and the Latin quadrus. Watling Street was one of the main Roman roads running through England, linking Dover to Wroxeter in Shropshire. The route and the name are still in use at different points. The name Watling is thought to come from a tribe or clan who lived in what is now the town of St. Albans, the Waslingers. They were Saxons rather than Romans, and the name for the route in Roman times is unknown. Another famous Roman road in England is Icknield Street, also known as Ricknield Street. It's suggested that the road was named after the Iceni tribe, who lived in the east of Britain during the Iron Age. Three of the most popular street names in England are High Street, Station Road, and Church Lane. High streets are so named simply in reference to their superior nature in terms of their relevance of being the main street on which things take place or are traded. High goes back to an Old English word hearth, meaning high or important. Station is self-explanatory, being evident where rail stations sit. Station goes back to the Latin word statio, which means standing. Church lanes usually have a church situated on them. Church goes back to the Old English word chirache and the ancient Greek chiros, which means a supreme power. And the suffix lane goes back to the Old English lanu. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the podcast. I hope it's inspired you to look up the history behind words that are part of your daily vocabulary. Remember, language, history, etymologies, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that there may be conflicting explanations and ideas behind the origins of words. Follow the podcast for more episodes.